Itsy Bitsy was the ittiest and the bittiest spider in her family. It was a big family. She had 200 older brothers and 300 older sisters. And every day, Itsy Bitsy watched her older brothers and sisters pack their lunches and scuttle out from underneath the porch where they lived to have adventures. Every day she looked at her mother and said, "Mom, when is it my turn to have an adventure?" "Oh, Itsy Bitsy, you are too Itsy Bitsy to go off and have your own adventure, but someday you'll be big enough," her mother would say. Itsy Bitsy was sure that day would never come. Until one summer day, just like all the others, the sun came out, the birds began to sing, the grasses waved in the wind, and Itsy Bitsy watched her older siblings packing their lunches and leaving. "Mom," she said, "when am I going to get to have my own adventure?" Itsy Bitsy's mother looked at her. She sighed. She clasped her 8 hands together and said, "Well, Itsy Bitsy, I guess today you're big enough." "Whee," said Itsy Bitsy, "my very own adventure. I have to pack a lunch." She made herself a peanut butter and jelly sandwich with raisins in between. She packed some cookies and an apple. She slung the pack over her back, and just like she had always dreamed of doing, she scuttled out on all 8 legs out from under the porch of the white farmhouse where they lived. "Where should I go first? I wonder where adventures are." Then she saw the yard. Itsy Bitsy was so Itsy Bitsy that the grass looked like a jungle to her. She scuttled into it, and she spent the morning climbing and swaying on the thin blades of green grass. She crossed the yard to the old oak tree that had such craggy bark, she felt like a mountain climber. And when she climbed up to the highest branch and swayed back and forth, she could see everything. Well, almost everything, she couldn't see the top of the farmhouse roof. "That is where the real adventure is," thought Itsy Bitsy. "But how would I get up there?" And then she noticed, running from the bottom of the house all the way up to the top of the roof, there was a pipe, a metal pipe. She didn't know what it was for, but that would be perfect. Itsy Bitsy clambered down the tree. She crossed the yard through the jungle of grass. She scuttled on all 8 legs up to what was the rain spout, though she did not know it, and she climbed inside. "Hello, hello, hello." Itsy Bitsy's voice echoed all the way up the pipe. She started to climb. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 went her little legs, and they pinged against the metal. Down below, the ground was a yellow circle of sunlight, but up above, at the top of the pipe, the sky was still a tiny circle of blue. Itsy Bitsy had a long way to climb. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Itsy Bitsy went higher and higher, faster and faster. She was going to reach the top and see what she could see from the very top of the roof. She stopped for a break and ate one of her cookies when she was almost to the top. It was a long climb, and she was an Itsy Bitsy spider. She checked her progress. Down below, she couldn't even see the bottom of the pipe. And up above, the circle of sky was much larger than it had been before. But Itsy Bitsy noticed it was not pale blue, sunny summer sky. The sky was full of gray clouds that were turning black. And she could hear the wind howling along the top of the pipe. The pipe even began to shake. Then she heard the crashing sounds of thunder. Thunder, thought Itsy Bitsy. This perhaps was a bigger adventure than she had bargained for. Lightning flashed with a crack across the sky and blinded her. And then Itsy Bitsy heard the pitter-patter of rain. It came lightly at first, and then it drummed on top of the roof. But she didn't mind the sound of the rain. She used to listen to it down in her home underneath the porch. Except now she heard another sound, one that she did not recognize. It was a gurgling sound, a rushing sound. When she looked above her, all of a sudden Itsy Bitsy realized that the pipe that she had climbed was a rain spout, and all of the rain that was coming out of the sky was rushing down like a wild river full of rapids, right down her spout. Itsy Bitsy plugged her nose, she held her breath, and whee! Down she went. All eight legs in the air, the water rushed in it, pushed in it, tumbled her. She did somersaults. She closed her eyes, and then splash! The water dumped her out in an enormous puddle at the bottom of the rain spout. Itsy Bitsy swam 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, glub, 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 to the edge of the puddle and hid under a leaf while the rain kept coming down and down. "That was the best adventure ever," she said. She pulled her very soggy sandwich out of her backpack and ate that. When she had finished her other cookie and her apple, the sky was clear again, the wind had blown away the clouds, and the sun was drying up the rain. "Itsy Bitsy," called her mother, "time to come home." But Itsy Bitsy wasn't ready to go home yet. She hadn't made it to the top of the rain spout, and so she ran back and scuttled up 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and this time she didn't stop until she came to the very top of the rain spout. The top of the roof became one of Itsy Bitsy's most favorite places to have adventures from that day on. But her favorite days for adventures were not the bright, sunny ones. What she liked best was to wake up to the sound of thunder, to the flash of lightning, and to the patter of rain. Then Itsy Bitsy would scuttle as fast as she could to the rain spout and climb high, 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 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, up to the very top. And when the rain water came rushing down, Itsy Bitsy would put out all eight legs and shout, "Whee!" all the way down to the bottom.